Good morning and welcome to episode 9 of our Understanding Residential Conveyancing podcast series. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing at Sintons, joined as always by my colleague Suzanne Dixon, who is an associate in the conveyancing team here at Sintons. And as I said, podcast today is podcast 9. Can't believe we're on podcast 9 already, Suzanne. And Suzanne is going to concentrate on buy-to-let purchases and company mortgages. So without any further ado, straight over to you. Good morning, Suzanne.
Morning, David. Thank you very much. So it's very common for investors to purchase properties to rent out to tenants. It's worth remembering that if you're not purchasing a property to be your main residence, there are currently higher rates of stamp duty land tax to pay on your purchase. So you will need to factor in these costs before you decide if the investment is a good one. When buying a property to let out, you must ensure that the energy performance certificate for the property is valid and has a rating between A and E. If the EPC has a rating below E, then you won't be able to let out the property until this has been rectified. Your solicitor will check that there are no covenants or restrictions in relation to the property which would prevent you from using the property for your intended use. If the property is being used as a home in multiple occupation, then your solicitor will also check to make sure that all of the required permissions and licenses for this use are in place. Mortgage lenders have different products and criteria for buy-to-let applicants. Buy-to-let mortgage offers will include special conditions which set out the terms on which you can let the property, and it's very important that you read through these so that you know what is permitted and what the lender expects you to do. Most buy-to-let mortgages will stipulate that neither you nor any member of your family can live at the property or rent the property from you. Your mortgage valuation is likely to contain a statement from the valuer or surveyor confirming the rental value of the property. You may want to get your own survey or valuation carried out just to confirm that these rental estimates are correct. If you decide to buy an investment property in a company name, your solicitor will need to obtain identification documents for all the directors and shareholders of that company. Your solicitor will be acting on behalf of the company in relation to the purchase and not for you in your individual capacity. When a mortgage lender grants a buy-to-let mortgage to a company, they nearly always require the directors of the company to provide a personal guarantee. This is to cover the lender should the company go into administration so they can still pursue the company directors personally for the debt. In order to sign a personal guarantee, you will need to obtain independent legal advice from another solicitor who can advise you in your personal capacity about what it is you're signing and the implications of it. The solicitor acting for the company in the purchase can't advise you on the personal guarantee as there's a conflict of interest. They can't advise the company in the purchase and advise you in giving a personal guarantee. This can all take time, so if you are buying a property in a company name with the aid of a mortgage, please factor in that you're going to need to instruct another solicitor to provide the independent legal advice, and you'll need to sign the guarantee forms. There will also be further legal costs to pay to the solicitor who gives the independent legal advice. It's very important that any company mortgages are registered with Companies House immediately following completion. Your solicitor will deal with this for you, as there are strict timescales within which this has to be done. Whenever you're buying a property as an investment, make sure you do all your homework before you start the process so that you know all of the costs and requirements involved and you know that it's a good investment. I hope that's been helpful. I'm going to pass you back to David.
Thanks, Suzanne. Very quickly for me, just a reminder, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes all episodes of the Understanding Residential Conveyancing podcast series. And you can also follow the team on Twitter at SintonsConveyor1. If you'd like to discuss anything Suzanne's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her. Suzanne can be contacted via telephone on 191226 7878 or via email suzanne.dixon@sintons.co.uk. Just want to really just take this opportunity to thank our listeners. We've just hit over 100,000 listeners on this podcast series, which is a staggering amount of people, and we're generally really very appreciative. We are delighted that this podcast series has and continues to add value to you. So we will see you in approximately a month's time. Thank you once again for listening. Stay safe, everyone. Thank you.